play Congo, man. I'm shaking the city like Quake. The haters blue in the face like John Doe, cause I'm drinking the cake, so let's fake. I'm taking the game's mine. Y'all witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack rap, stay late, save your time. I can dance, homie, I don't choose hell. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that can dance might can possibly get down with the tool in his pants. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bird. Cause I'm a pro, make you bend your back low, then the pound it real fast, just like the percolate.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah.
Honestly, I don't know what to say at that point. the theme music, which of course we all know is the Wobble song there. Well, the button got stuck because of course it did. But doesn't mean we don't still have a show. A little later than usual. Hey, we had to battle the rain to get here. Hopefully all you guys are safe if you're listening to us live. We, of course, are a sports club. This, of course, is season's greetings because, hey, we're in between some really cool holidays. Obviously, a lot of people just observed Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or got New Year's coming up. We're just a couple days away from one of my favorite days of the year. Tons of good stuff coming on. For those wondering, don't know if we'll do a board check this week or not. We may do one live from the game on Saturday. May not. I don't know. Depends on what's going on. But I am Jeremy the Impact York, and once again, welcome in to Sports Club presented by Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio. Got a ton of stuff to talk about. We may be joining some people later. We may not. We will see how it all goes, but without further ado, let's talk about some of that action over the weekend. Yes, I plan to go over practically probably every game. May not have a whole lot to say about some. Then there's some debates on the back end and some rumors, and I want to address those. And then we will and we'll go from there. Now, I do want to congratulate Cody for winning our picks this week or this year. He currently is 5 ahead of me, which means that even if he completely blew all 4 picks and I won all 4, still wouldn't catch him. So congratulations to him on that. I do have everybody's picks at this particular point, as I just received the last one there. I won't tell you whose. But I'm just making sure I have those down because I don't want to get those wrong. And I already got one wrong, so let me change that real quick. For the people already asking, is there a chance for the Homer? Yeah. Couple chances, actually, as I'm looking at it. Looks like one in particular that I think you guys are going to enjoy. But let's start. I want to start with the Titans, who beat the Redskins 25-16. The Tennessee Titans are 6-1 at home, which means their last game is at home. 6-1 at home. And they're 3-5 on the road. So right now they're sitting at 9-6. Yeah, they need to win to potentially get in there. They've got a rough game coming up. And we'll get into that a little later. But, you know, good for the Titans. I still don't say that Mariota is – I think he's going to end up being either your smaller bridge or your bigger bridge to your next guy. But he's solid. If he could stay healthier, I think it would help. But since he has some issues with that, you know, we'll have to see as far as that. But, you know, Tennessee is really starting to do some good things. That defense is no joke. And anytime Taylor Lewan is on your offensive line, there's not much joking there. But congratulations to the Titans on that particular victory. Yeah, the Ravens over the Chargers 22-10 in a game that just absolutely baffled me. They completely shut down the surging Chargers. And the Ravens, because of the next game, the Saints beating the Steelers 31-28, because of those two games there, the Ravens actually took the division lead over Pittsburgh. Yeah. In a game, or in an AFC playoff picture, where the top six teams get in, the four division winners. Apparently, we're gonna get a bunch of random noises now that the soundboard has caught up to us. Appreciate that. I think this storm hit our board. There's just no way. But anyway. The Ravens take the division lead. What I was going to say is, the four division leaders, or winners, rather, as well as the top two records after that being the wild cards, get into the playoffs. We all know that. Pittsburgh is currently the 8th best team in the AFC, which means if they don't win their season finale, they're out. And this might be one of the most talented teams top to bottom outside of, the L.A. Chargers are probably more talented than them. A couple other teams, but not many at all. They're clearly probably top 3 or 4. And there's a chance that Pittsburgh's going to be on the outside looking in. Now a lot of people are like, well, maybe it's time to move on from Ben Roethlisberger. Right. At his age, and who are you going to replace him with? Joe Flacco? Not happening. Well, this just shows you that Mike Tomlin needs to be out. While I would typically agree, he's another long-tenured guy. Who are you going to get that's going to be able to manage this dysfunction? Now, Pittsburgh, what you're looking at is you're going to have this highly talented younger squad, finally, outside of the few veterans, including the ones I did, that you're just going to have to ride with until they all start moving on. You're just going to have to just every game knowing you have to go into every game knowing that you're the best team on paper, but the hot mess that is just the ego and everything of your team may end up, I mean, you blew a 16-point lead. You lost to Denver. You lost to Oakland. Come on. Seriously? You got to be better than that. You know? You got to be better than that. Shout out to the Saints for the win. That was a very interesting, very fun game. You know, a lot of people say you can't beat the Saints at home. Well, in this instance, no, you didn't, but the Steelers had them. The Steelers had them. They're maybe a bounce of the football one way or the other from winning that game. At the same time, there's so many moments in a game that can send it one way or the other. So you can't ever say that a game comes down to one moment. But the Steelers had them. They had the Saints. They showed everybody how they can get past them. But once again, that is what it is. And then you move on. The Eagles were able to top the Texans 32-30. Zach Ertz, most receptions for a tight end in a season. He eclipses, a game early, eclipses Jason, Jason Witten, his record. So congratulations to him on that. Texans, hanging in there. I still think they are one of the better teams in the AFC. It's hard for me to say they should win their division or something. I don't know. There's the Colts surging, and it's going to come down to those two. The Packers over the Jets in a overtime thriller where Aaron Rodgers looked like he put the team on his back and carried them. And not because they weren't good. He put them on there because he rushed for two touchdowns. He would have had a third, but it kept getting called back until finally he just threw it in the end zone. But for some reason, the Packer players like Joe Philbin, and they want him to stay on as the coach. That should be your first clue that no. Philbin's an okay fill-in, but it's kind of like saying, I was hungry, and the only thing we had in the house was a tuna noodle casserole, so I ate tuna noodle casserole because, once again, that's all we had, and I was hungry. Yeah. That's pretty much how that goes. Packers players, Packers fans, you guys should want more than Joe Philbin. Now, who? I don't know. You've been interviewing people all week. So, I think you can do better, and I think you should try to do better. The Patriots over the Bills, 24-12. What are the Patriots without a deep threat? Well, they have to be a lot scrappier. Brady threw for under 200 yards, I believe. He didn't have that world's biggest day. But they were able to run for over 250 yards. Any team that can usually run for 250 yards is usually going to win. And the Patriots were able to keep the Bills army at bay. They were able to pick that one up. The Vikings over the Lions, 27-9. The Lions need some help. I don't think Matt Patricia is the reason why they're bad. They were bad before. I think he does make them better. I definitely think he makes them better. But they need some other stuff. I think they should. I still stand by this. I think they should consider trying to move on from Matt Stafford and see what you can get for him to help build the rest of this roster. Matt Stafford is still great. I'm not saying he's terrible. You should move on. No. I'm saying you need to try to use the big piece you have to get the little pieces you need. You're not ready to compete yet. So So having the franchise quarterback that's already into his prime is just not going to do it. You got to get some more pieces. Cowboys over the Bucks, 27-20. This game was way closer than it should have been, but for the first time since 2016, yes, just 2 years ago, and for the third time in the last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, the Cowboys have clinched the NFC East. Say what you want about the Cowboys. Say what you want about Jason Garrett. Yeah, he's so terrible, 3 out of the last 5. This defense and Zeke Elliott and the addition of Amari Cooper with Cole Beasley and the other pieces they have are good enough to even overcome a bad Dak day. And Dak's pretty consistent. When he has a bad day, they can overcome that. So, you know, they're potentially going to be they're going to get the home playoff game. They're probably going to get the Seattle Seahawks. I'm not ready to necessarily say the Cowboys are going to win it, but they are very hard to beat in Jerry World. I don't know. We're not picking that yet. We'll be picking Week 17. But if that's the way that in the playoffs works, my goodness, that's got primetime written all over it. Russell Wilson against this defense. Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper against the Seattle defense. Holy crap. Man. And we're going to get more into Seattle here in a little while, and you're going to see why. The Browns over the Bengals in what seemed like a revenge game, even though it's kind of hard to say revenge when they were kind of the winners to start with. Baker Mayfield staring at Hugh Jackson. I'm sure this just makes Hugh Jackson, just tickles him silly that Baker can't seem to move past it, can't seem to move on. This is where that, I'm going to say it, childish. This is when the childishness of a Baker Mayfield. I don't mind you getting up for a game and whatever it takes to motivate you, but come on. He was fired, what, 5 games ago now. He went to work with the Bengals. I think you're 2-0 since then against them. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know why it's such a big deal. They take shots at Hugh Jackson still. I don't think Hugh was bad. He's going to be a great defensive coordinator. Todd Bowles is looking the same thing. Just not. I don't think he's a head coach. He's not ready to be a head coach, or he may not be a head coach, a great one. You know, things like that happen. But, you know, Browns, be happy that you got your quarterback and you got some pieces, and that's a good thing. But just move on. Hugh did. He moved on and got another job. You guys are still talking about it. It happened. Be done with it. The Falcons in a very convincing win over the Panthers. I have to say, though, this Panther team, for the most part, didn't give up. They're playing with a backup quarterback. I think they're going to go with the third string guy this week, and at least they're still trying to compete. And that's something, because too easy would it be to go ahead and give up, but they did. They have it. But the Falcons, convincing win, 24-10. Like I said, the Falcons. I don't know why they're trying to get further into the. I don't know why they're trying to get further into the first round. I'm not saying they should blow games because they shouldn't. I like where they're going with this. They're really building for next year in the way they're playing. But, you know, there's a very small wild rumor out there that if Bruce Arians was, I guess, interested is the word, that Arthur Blank may potentially trade, or not trade really, but may relieve Dan Quinn of his duties in order to hire Bruce Arians. I'm not going to say that would be a bad move. I personally like Dan Quinn. I really like Bruce Arians, but as far as the fit, I mean, do you really want to shake up the culture when you're just starting to get things going? I wrote down a note earlier because the thought did occur to me, not just to write down a note, but Steve Sarkisian, we can all agree is more than likely not going to be the offensive coordinator or probably in the organization next year. I don't think they're going to necessarily fire him. I think he's just going to move on. Even he knows. So who would they bring in potentially? Well, what about the recently fired, and it wasn't his fault, Nathaniel Hackett? Now, I know Atlanta fans either just spit their drinks all over their keyboards, which I apologize for. Maybe you spit on somebody else. I really apologize there. Or you looked at your phone or whatever device you're listening to me on and said, who in the bluest of blue hells is Nathaniel Hackett? Glad you asked. Nathaniel Hackett, for a majority of this year, was the offensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, we all know what a majority of the problem was in Jacksonville, and it was Blake Bortles, and it was Leonard Fournette either getting hurt or giving up on plays. But Nathaniel Hackett, for somebody with a scheme that would cater to your quarterback, cater to a Matt Ryan, yeah, he's got a system that's very Matt Ryan friendly. Very Matt Ryan friendly. It would encourage Matt to do the thing he very much likes to do, and that's stand in the pocket and throw. It occasionally would slide him a little bit here and there. There's not a lot of design runs and such. It allows him to fling the ball, to spread the ball out when you have weapons like this. That's what Nathaniel Hackett. He's probably enjoying all the press at this point, which hey, you deserve it. That's what Nathaniel Hackett could do. I think this is, I don't know if he knows Dan Quinn. I don't know if he knows Arthur or if he knows Thomas Dimitrov, but I would be inquiring. If I was his agent, I would send out a little flyer saying, yeah, I very much think Nathaniel Hackett should be at least considered. And if Reggie was on, he might agree. I'll throw it out to you guys. You guys have questions, comments, suggestions. You guys know how to hit us up on all the social medias. If you're in the iTunes store, give us a rating, review, leave us a comment, whatever you want to do there. I'm going to throw this out. See what other people, throw it out and see what people think. Other note from that game. Chris McCaffrey is now he has the most receptions by running back in a season. It's, 95% of their offense revolves around checkdowns to him, so I would hope so. But good for him. Real talented kid. Apparently he has a brother that's a quarterback in college, I believe. But either way, there's this Panthers team, it has promise. Has a lot of promise, actually. Speaking of Nathaniel Hackett's former team. The Jaguars beat the Dolphins 17-7. This was only Jacksonville's second win in 11 weeks. Yeah, you want to know why Nathaniel Hackett was unceremoniously let go? It's because Doug Marrone was trying to keep his job. And the best way for him to keep his job was to fire a coordinator. So, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, he's saying he's giving him a head start. A head start on finding a new job. Yeah, that's pretty crappy right there. What a dumb response that is, by the way. Give him a head start. Unless, of course, he gets a... Unless he gets the job in Atlanta, like I'm saying. But no, Doug Marrone is trying to save his own job, which I don't think is going to happen because they're probably going to lose... They're probably going to lose the finale. Like I said, Leonard Fournette is I don't know, between getting hurt and not. I mean, he got tossed out of a game where he came off the bench and got in a fight. Off the bench and did it. First of all, it's not the NBA, and second of all, they frown upon it there, too. At some point, you got to be an adult. A fight breaks out. You don't go run and jump in the middle of it. They got problems down there. To me, I didn't like that they got rid of a lot of their good receivers. They got some good ones there too. Still, they need a little bit of a reboot. They don't need an overhaul. They need a little bit of a reboot down there. Staying in the division, the Colts over the Giants, 28-27. The Colts and Andrew Luck had this rally for the right there at the end. Come back and able to go ahead, and the Giants, we all know by now, hey, Saquon's great, and all these other weapons, all these other good things and all, but it's time to move on from Eli. It's time to move on in general. Just time to move on in general. I mean, there's not much else to say about the Giants. They have so many promising pieces. They're so ready to turn the corner on the new era, and then they're just stuck in it. It's not necessarily a bad breakup, but, you know, she moved on. You need to. All that stuff you got in storage, yes, good to hang on to for memories, but it's time to get rid of the fluffy bear. Get rid of the fluffy bear. She gave you the bear, dude, and now she moved on. So you need to move on. Get rid of the bear. At this point, that's what they're doing. They're hanging on to those last shreds like they think it's going to bring the magic back. Not going to happen. Just not going to happen. There's just hardly any magic left. Let Eli ride off into the sunset or go play his last few years Joe Montana style somewhere else where he can contribute, maybe be a mentor to the next young guy. But it's time to move on, Giants. It really is. Let's see, moving on, you had the Bears over the 49ers, 14-9. If the Bears can only score 14 points on the 49ers, I don't know how their playoffs are going to go. They have a defense that can keep people under 15 points consistently. They have an offense that does everything in their power to score 15 points. They're going to have to find some more points somewhere, and this defense is going to have to score or something. Or the Bears can have an early exit, but there's a lot of promise. They have a lot of the pieces. They started to play good towards the end, really started to make a good run towards the end there. That defense is just super scary. Depends on the matchup, but I don't know if I like the Bears in the playoffs right now. So another week, think about it. But 49ers also up and coming. Another year, who knows what could happen. The Rams over the Cardinals 31-9. This is what the Bears should have done to the 49ers. Not that the Bears' offense is as good as the Rams' offense. And not that the 49ers are as bad as the Cardinals. But there should have been at least a two-score margin. Now, on a related note, as DJ Swearinger basically ran his mouth and got ran out of town in Washington, he was claimed by the Cardinals, who apparently a lot of other people had claims in him, but when you're the worst team in the league, a.k.a. the Cardinals, you get first dibs. So DJ Swearinger now an Arizona Cardinal. We'll see how that goes. The Seahawks over the Chiefs 38-31. In the Sunday night thriller, and yes, it was a thriller. Patrick Mahomes, probably going to get the MVP. He had a really good year. He's the exciting, shiny new toy. But Russell Wilson, by far, not only the best quarterback, he was the best athlete on the field for that game. He did things that are called glitches on Madden. The kinds of throws and the kinds of plays he made are when you get mad and throw your controller and cut the game off, possibly even destroy your Xbox. Just insanely absurd stuff he does. Positive. Absurdly just crazy. And then lastly, the Raiders over the Denver Broncos, 27-14 in the Week 16 finale. Right before he hurt his hand and wrist and will now apparently have surgery, Philip Lindsay became the first undrafted free agent rookie to ever top 1,000 yards in his rookie season. So shout out to him. He did a lot of good things for me in fantasy. But, hey, fantasy aside, Philip Lindsay is a grinder. He is a fantastic RB1 on any team. Any team would be glad to have Philip Lindsay, and I'm glad he at least got over 1,000 before he unfortunately got hurt. But, hey, Denver's got them a back. They're obviously going to change coaches. And I think you keep Case Keenum. He's not your problem either. You do a few things in the draft, you only need to hit a couple times for sure. The other ones can be question marks even. You hit a couple times in this draft, Denver's right back in this because they weren't that far out this year. They didn't get blown out a whole lot. A couple little notes, and then I'll get into some of those discussions real quick. Already some of you guys chiming in on Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator in Atlanta. And this is all banking on that they get rid of Steve Sarkisian or that he moves on. I think he moves on. He's going to move. I don't know on to what. There's going to be some college jobs out there. He's not going to be an NFL head coach because the teams that would potentially do that don't need head coaches right now. But the Seahawks, speaking of Seahawks, Pete Carroll gets a 2-year extension. He says he's going to coach 5 more years. Well, the Seahawks have him for at least another, I think, through the 2020 season. He's by far one of the top 5 coaches in the league. What he did this year, he's got to be a potential Coach of the Year candidate, just because this was supposed to be a rebuilding year. They were supposed to be second or third in their division. It was supposed to be all chaotic and all crazy, and then yet they're probably going to be the 5 or 6 seed and be in the playoffs. I mean, how crazy. One of the other rumors, could Mike McCarthy go to Arizona? He could. It's almost a clean slate right now, and you're going to lose Larry Fitzgerald. But you got a quarterback you can build on. You got some pieces around there. The defense is not bad. The offensive line's okay. But is it a good fit? Maybe, because McCarthy can be a lot like Bruce Arians, who was the last successful coach there. He didn't have quite this roster. But at the same time, McCarthy's going to land somewhere. We ultimately start saying who's going to go anywhere. We'll obviously do probably the 1st of January there. We'll do our coaching carousel, which, like I've said before, was actually – was actually how this show kind of really took off and got started. Not really got started, but is how it took off again. You know, because right now we know that the Cleveland Browns are potentially looking for a head coach. And we know that the Packers are. He's not going to go back to the Packers. I don't think he's going to go to the Browns. You know, we'll have to see. We got to see what seats are available. It's like musical chairs. Right now, everybody is pretty much sitting in a seat. Got to wait on the music start so we know what's going on. According to Vegas, they released a list the other day about the biggest over and biggest underachiever as far as their projected win totals. The biggest overachievers were the Chicago Bears, so congratulations on that. They did. A lot of people thought the Bears would be down. I was one of them. In what doesn't surprise me, because I had a pretty good idea they were going to be chaos. Maybe not this kind of chaos, but the biggest underachievers are the Oakland Raiders. Shocking, right? The Oakland Raiders, who are going to move to Vegas in 2 years, need somewhere to play next year. Apparently, they've been talking to the San Francisco Giants about potentially playing at their stadium, because why not go from one baseball field to another? Enjoy the chaos again, Oakland fans, because it's not going to get any better next year. There's another rumor out there that the Jets are going to pursue Jim Harbaugh with a big-time push and offer. Okay. You and another third of the league. I think he's going to stay at Michigan probably this year, unless it's just some outrageous, I mean, a John Gruden-like deal would probably most certainly pull him out of Michigan. But he's not going to do it just for the money. It's got to be a good situation. I think he stays at Michigan at least another year. He's going to be able to win a lot more. Or he should be able to win more, at least in the division, because Urban Meyer will be gone. But if the Jets want to make a play, go for it. He would be a good candidate for that. I don't see him taking the Jets over his alma mater, Michigan. Aaron Donald ends up finishing with the most sacks for a defensive tackle. He has 18 and a half. There's a good chance he could get a couple more before it's over with. But the defensive tackle with 18 and a half. Yikes. That's insane, because you got to think, guys on the edge are constantly going against tackles, maybe a guard that pulls, tight ends, running backs. He's a defensive tackle. He's dealing with the center and the guards and potentially both at any time. Always getting doubled. But 18 and a half through 16 games, he's averaging a little over 2 sacks a game. That's incredible. The big discussion, it's a big question. Definitely bigger than Nathaniel Hackett being your offensive coordinator at Atlanta. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to just say that multiple times a show, I think. The best quarterbacks in the league currently. Now, there's a lot of people you could pick. A lot of people would say Brady. I wouldn't say it this year. Patrick Mahomes, having a good year. But, no, I wouldn't say he's the best. We're talking as of right now. If you had to have game on the line, not just one play, game on the line, you have to win this week, or your franchise dissolves. I think there's two candidates. We're going to eventually get to them. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes, No, I still like these two better. Drew Brees. I think I would take these two over them too. You know, we get Ben, any of those guys, you know. Easy to go with some of them maybe, but right now, the two best quarterbacks in this league that just every week put on a show. You talk about mechanics, you talk about wanting to teach the next generation how they should play, the kinds of things that, I mean, I don't know that you could teach what some of these guys are doing, but it's got to be Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson. And it's not just happenstance the way they play it, no. Go watch that final drive with the Colts when they beat the Giants. Go watch Russell Wilson, that performance against the Chiefs. I mean, Doug Baldwin, completely underrated as far as being a great pass catcher and those sorts of things. But that pass he threw to him, even Chris Collinsworth, who has been all over Patrick Mahomes being one of the top all year, he said that Patrick Mahomes is the second best quarterback on the field that day. He said it, and he's got Pro Football Focus. He's got all the numbers. That pass he threw, that Russell Wilson threw down the sideline to Doug Baldwin, is, like I said, that's the kind of thing that makes you throw your controller into your Xbox, because it's like a computer glitch. There's no way that two-thirds of the league can make that throw. On an exceptionally good day, half the league's not making that. It's just, incredible. Just watch these two play. That's how you should be playing in this league, because they're both doing it with subpar rosters. It's nothing personal to these rosters. Hey, the Colts are in the process of rebuilding. Nothing wrong with that. Seattle's in the process of changing everything over. Yeah, he's got Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett is like a shorter Devin Hester, except for he can catch passes pretty well. But just watch these two. They're not miles, but they're ahead of everybody else in this league. Everybody. It is just majestic, almost, the way these two play. By far, they are the best two quarterbacks in the league this year. There's nobody who is playing any better than these two. Week in, week out. Even when they have bad games, they have good games. They are making throws and making passes that are just absurd. And, you know, make your argument. You guys know how to get in touch with us and how to leave us at. You know, who do you think is the best quarterback in the league right now? If you want to go with the one from your team, that's fine, but give me an argument. Explain to me how whoever you pick is better than Andrew Luck or Russell Wilson right now. It's just, like I said, there's just nobody better right now. Nobody. So, that's a great Sonny Clark would say. That being said, let's go to our picks. Now, going into this, like I said, Cody Superman Elias, has 44 points coming into tonight. You get a point for every win. Pretty simple. I have 39, which means nobody will be able to catch Cody. Coach has 38. Reggie has 35, which means, let's see, given what I'm looking at here, so here we go. Let's start with some of the obvious. Atlanta at Tampa Bay. I think without further ado, because we all know who Reggie took, let's just play it.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Absolutely 100% agreement. Atlanta is going to trounce the Buccaneers, hopefully. But if nothing else, yeah, Atlanta's winning. Moving on, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Cody took Pittsburgh. Coach took Pittsburgh. Reggie took Pittsburgh. If Andy Dalton was playing, I would say Cincinnati. But give me the chaos that is Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Chicago at Minnesota. Cody took Minnesota. All three of the rest of us are going to take the Bears. That's going to be a pretty good game there. And then lastly, which I believe is the Sunday night game, the finale, the Indianapolis Colts will go to Tennessee. Remember, Tennessee is 6-1 at home this year to face the Titans. Just told you, one of the two best quarterbacks in the league currently, as of right now, this year, Andrew Luck. Go with him and the Colts.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Shout out to everybody who has made this year fantastic. We will obviously do one more show next week. Of course, that will be the first of the year. So this is actually the last show of this calendar year. We will, next time we talk with you guys, it will be into the new year. But for everybody here at Impact Media, this has been Sports Club Season's Greetings. For Reggie, for Coach, for Cody, for John, for Joseph, for Jake, for anybody and everybody. Happy New Year to you guys. We will see you guys on the other side of the new year. Go Falcons.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. BAM! What?